I'm here with Margaret Fogarty, who's currently the National Communications Director for Farm Credit. She is here helping with the Student Social Media Corps at NAFB Convention in Kansas City. Could you tell us a little bit about the presence that you have here working with these students?
Yeah, thanks for having me. We are really excited to be here with a terrific group of college students from universities across the country. Working with them on the opportunity to apply their knowledge and experience with social media platforms in a professional setting. So they are covering the convention from the NAFB social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. The value of this type of program is to really have them apply their knowledge and experience in a professional setting and give them the opportunity to network with professionals, line up internships, find career opportunities, and really understand the gamut of ag broadcasting and communications opportunities for summer internships and also when they graduate.
Do you have them working on any special projects or fun things that are a little out of the ordinary over the next few days?
Well, we really give the students a blank slate. So Farm Credit's role in this is to provide some coaching and mentorship, be here to answer questions, help them understand all the opportunities that are available in ag communications. And we really leave it up to them to apply their own creativity and identify the stories that are on the ground. So they have been coming to me throughout the day with ideas. Caitlin just asked me if it was okay for her to focus on public policy issues on the Trade Talk floor tomorrow, which I think is terrific. She is very well versed in some of the pending policy issues that are out there, and she is going to tackle those with her journalistic hat on, and we will represent some of the harder hitting news stories this year at with the Social Media Corps, which I think is awesome.
That is really exciting, especially to have that younger voice represented on the policy side tomorrow during Trade Talk. You've gotten to know those, I believe you have 8-10 students on the Social Media Corps.
Seven.
You have 7 students in the Social Media Corps this year, and I'm sure they're all very skilled in their own areas. What words of advice do you have to the other student members that are represented here as they go to move forward into broadcast communications, whether it's radio, TV, or even just developing their voice for their own pursuits outside of farm broadcasting?
That is a great question. I think first and foremost, I think they should get involved in organizations like NAFB or Agricultural Communicators of Tomorrow and really take the time to practice their craft. You know, it can be intimidating, but really just jumping in with both feet and, you know, trying it out, you know, trying their voice out, testing their voice, putting together content that represents their perspective. And it can be daunting, it can be challenging, it can be met with some maybe differing opinions, but that's why what we do is great. Everybody has a choice in what they do, what type of food they eat, and we can really grow the voice of agriculture in social media and traditional media, and you just don't know how it works unless you give it a try. And I would encourage everybody, if you're interested, to give it a try, and if you want a little guidance, you know, get involved with NAFB and your local ACT chapter. And we do the Social Media Corps groups at several industry events, and we have opportunities for folks to get involved if they are a little hesitant. We are here. We can coach you all through that, and there's just a wonderful community to support folks who want to do this.
Excellent. On that note, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I just want to say thanks to the students. They are driven, they are busy, they have classes to juggle, and they are taking their time out to be here and represent their voice in agriculture, and there is really nothing that's more important than that.